Well, greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversations of pluribles, and extreme MAGA Republicans. Join in a conservative conversation right now by hitting that subscribe button, turning on notifications, but most importantly, or sharing with your friends, so help us spread an American First message. Well, today we have a report on Donald Trump, who's been stuck in New York with the deep blue left, constantly trying to keep him in court rather than on the campaign trail. Yet, the more they attack Donald Trump, the more and more popular he becomes, even in somewhere like New York. And we're going to play a clip right now that talks about just how much the tide is turning. Take a look.
Why seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
You.
In the past, we are basically Democrats, all of us. And after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side. We're a very patriotic group and we love our country and we want the best for America. We are tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax dollars going to immigration. We're tired of the crime. We need to put a handle on things in this country and bring it back to how it should be.
I put out a poll in my union. President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members right now. We are very tired of the situation with groceries, inflation, gas prices, illegal immigration, crime. We're living it every day in New York City.
USA! USA! USA!
In New York, I understand, and we're leading in the country by a lot. Poll just came out a little while ago, as you saw yesterday, that we're up in every swing state and up by a lot in every swing state. So I think we're going to do very well, and we're going to make a play for New York. I just heard there was a very good poll came out. Normally, a Democrat will win New York. Biden is the worst president in history, and we have some very bad people here, but we have the greatest people, and they're right behind me.
Yeah, there you go. Donald Trump is gaining more and more popular, and this is in spite of the fact of everything the Democrats are doing to go after him. They are bringing charge after charge, case after case, both civil and criminal, to try to take Trump out, to try to bring him down a notch, to try to flex their muscles and show what will happen if you dare stand up against the left, the Democrats, and their deep state uniparty rhinos. But it doesn't seem to be working. The more they attack Donald Trump, the more popular he gets. And they're just losing their minds because they don't know what to do about it. And it's incredible to me that the Democrats think that they can do things like defund the police, print trillions of dollars, cut gas, have the EPA now going after coal plants. This costs everyone a lot of money, and then they wonder why people aren't voting for them. This shouldn't surprise them at all. When they're going to be shocked and amazed that a New York union is backing Donald Trump and his members 3-1, he said. Over 9,000 members and 3-1 are backing Trump in deep blue New York. And this shouldn't surprise them when the Democrats continue to defund the police and claim that they want to make areas safer by somehow not having police officers? That doesn't make sense to anyone being rational and reasonable. But they think that this kind of social justice, this Marxist communism, is somehow good for society and people are rejecting it. That's one of the many reasons why Donald Trump is becoming more and more popular. The number one issue is always economy. In every single election, forever, it will always be economy. And you gotta look at where you are now to where you were 4 years ago. What are your gas prices like now? How much are groceries costing you? What about mortgage rates? Is your family better off now than it was under Donald Trump? Well, maybe if you're an illegal immigrant. But for everyone here that has to pay taxes, that has to try to figure out how to feed their family, to figure out how to put gas in their cars so they can go to work, to pay for this radical left ideologues that Joe Biden wants to continue to expand by endlessly printing money that causes massive amounts of inflation, and then the money that you're making is even worth less. This is everything the Democrats are pushing, and then they're shocked and amazed when even places like New York, they could lose. I think out of all the deep blue states, New York is the most likely impossible that could turn red. I think it's the closest to tipping over, and if Republicans would actually go there and fight, like Donald Trump is doing because he had no choice because he's there in court, they could actually flip that state red. Do not doubt me on this. I think it's a lot more plausible than people realize, and that's why the Democrats are trying so hard to do everything they can to destroy Trump. But as we all know, they're not really going after Trump. They're going after you. Trump is just in the way. And this idea that they're just going to bring in massive amounts of people illegally here in this country without consequence, that's almost as insane as going against parental rights. Yet the Democrats are openly doing it. They're intentionally leaving our border open and allowing massive amounts, millions and millions of illegal immigrants to cross into this country. And now they're trying to figure out how to pay for it. And they're taking services away from you, and they're charging you. So you just got to ask yourself, are you better off now than you were just a few years ago? And even the Democrats, which, like he says, a union you expect to be a blue union. You would expect most of the workers, and not all the workers there, to be pro-Democrat. But that doesn't turn out to be true. His own words, 9,000 members, 3-1 support Donald Trump. Because the tide is turning. People are finally waking up and seeing what the leftist policies are doing. It was different when Trump was in office. They could blame everything for Trump. But now Joe Biden's in office. Joe Biden has all the power. They have the Senate. They basically have the House. I mean, on paper, the Republicans have the House by one vote. But they're passing, with Mike Johnson, one progressive policy after another, sending it to the Senate, and then Joe Biden signs it. So the House right now isn't really Republican, yet the people are finally realizing this, and the gig is finally starting to turn. And the Democrats are scared to death. They know they can't win an election. I mean, Donald Trump, in a fair and free election, Donald Trump wins this in a landslide. He's bringing people across the aisle that we've never seen before, across minority voters and black voters, and just all across the board, even in deep blue New York, is much closer than people think. And the Democrats, rather than realizing this reality and changing how they're going, they're instead trying to attack more, because that's all they have, is slander, slander, slander. That is all they can do. And they continue to double down on this, and you just saw in Arizona, where Arizona decides with their leftist attorney general, who only won by 280 votes, that she's not going to charge Trump and a bunch of allies on another bogus election case. This is absolute nonsense. This is the definition of election interference. The Democrats appear to be guilty of everything that they are accusing the Republicans of. The left has gone so far to the left that people that would normally be middle left are switching to the Republican side. And this is back to Elon Musk of a graphic that he posted not too long ago, where he shows himself, and you'd expect someone like Elon Musk to be kind of more on the left, middle left somewhere, right? Yeah, like Tulsi Gabbard's and all these, you know, even Bill Maher, who is a devout leftist elite, even he's saying, you guys have gone so far that I can't agree with you anymore. Elon Musk posted this meme where he shows him like kind of in the middle, and then he's off to the middle. Well, then the left keeps pushing farther and farther to the left, that now he, all of a sudden, he finds himself middle right. And how many of you can identify with that right now? How many of you feel that way? How many of you used to think yourselves as center left, but things have gotten so radical that you just can't go along with it anymore? At the end of the day, you just want a better life. want to be able to buy groceries, put gas in your gas tanks, afford a house. Yet prices have gone so insane under Joe Biden in just such a short amount of time that people are realizing that elections have consequences. And the consequences of a Joe Biden in just 4 years are so painful they can't imagine another 4 years. We tried to warn you. We tried to tell everyone what was about to happen. And what's unfortunate about all of this is that the Republicans could win if they would just fight. Yet when the Republicans win, they don't typically win because of they fought. They win because people got so mad at the left that they start voting to the right. Just like we're seeing now. And I can understand your anger. If you're on the right, I can understand your frustration when you vote and you get these Republicans in office and then all they do is join the Uniparty and start voting all these leftist ideologue and these leftist policies through Congress. And so Republicans start to get frustrated and go, what am I voting for? Why am I voting for these people if they're not going to represent me in office? And that's been an ongoing problem for Republicans. And what I realize, and hopefully more and more do, is we have to pay more attention in primaries and down votes and start actually voting for people who are conservative. And then Republicans, they need to work on their messaging because their messaging is terrible. It's all over the place. And they don't recruit voters. And they're finally starting to figure this out. The GOP is finally starting to adjust because they were forced to. They've been backed into a corner and they're facing an extinction event if they don't do something. And so finally, it forces people like Ron McDaniel to get fired. A bunch of the old Uniparty GOP senators are not running for re-election because they know they can't win. We're having House of Representatives. I think we're going to see a massive turnover here in November. That things are finally changing. And the Republicans need to learn to start playing the game. They need to learn like what the Democrats do, because the Democrats are very, very good at this. The Democrats understand the business of politics much better than Republicans do. They are incredibly good at messaging. How do you see all the fake news networks and all the politicians all at the same time use the exact same words over and over and over and over again? It doesn't matter if they're lying. It doesn't matter at all. It doesn't even matter what they're saying. What matters is that they keep saying the same thing over and over and over again, and it works. They go out and they recruit voters. They go and they do voter registrations everywhere they can. They chase ballots. They institute measures that help with voting that they think help Democrats, like mass mail-in voting. And we see the numbers, whatever you think of mass mail-in voting, that the mass mail-in votings tend to help Democrats at a 60-40 rate. That is the average. And so the Democrats fight for this everywhere they can. They fight to get more, and the Republicans just don't do anything. And it's very frustrating to watch the losses because of it. And thankfully, we're finally having a change in the GOP. We finally have a leader like Donald Trump that want to do something different. And when the media does this, the fake news networks over at MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, all these big fake news networks, all the drive-bys, they run all these stories and they make people mad. They make people very upset. And then what happens when people get upset? They take action. The Democrats get this. It works every single time. Just make people mad. But now there finally is an actual opposition leader. We have Donald Trump, and he's not just fighting Democrats. He's also fighting the rhino Republicans in the House and Senate, and including the fake news networks. The deep state is also working against them, or the administrative state. Everyone's trying to keep this Uniparty gig in place, just like we're seeing. This is what the Uniparty wants. What we're seeing right now is exactly what the Uniparty wants. They want the Democrats to always get their way and have a controlled opposition party, thus Rhino Republicans. The shiny shoes and the fancy suits, who put on a big talk and smile, but when it comes to actually voting, they vote the way the Democrats want. And they pass omnibuses, and they pass foreign aid and all this stuff, and they expand the federal government just like the Democrats want over and over and over again. The House does it, the Senate passes it, and then the president signs it, and it's done. What we're seeing the last 2 years, really since Joe Biden has taken office, is what the permanent establishment wants. They don't want people like Trump. They don't want American first patriots getting in the way of the gravy train that we call the Uniparty state. There's no one like the Republicans that are better than snatching a defeat from the jaws of victory. But there is hope. There is opportunity. Because we have been fortunate enough to be born in the greatest country this world has ever known. We have been lucky to be born in the greatest time that there's ever been to be alive, period. And that gives us hope. Because we have a constitutional republic. We can get involved. We can pay attention to primaries. We can pay attention to down ballot votes. We can chase ballots wherever it's legal. We can harvest ballots wherever it is legal. We have to start fighting. We have to start playing the game. We have to start winning, or we lose this country forever. I think Donald Trump says all the time, "No, we are one election away from losing America." And I agree with him. I think this is the most important election of my lifetime. This country is worth fighting for. If America falls to communism, there is nowhere else to go. There is nothing left. This is it. This is the last battleground, and then communism wins. Do not doubt me on this. This is it. This vote is the most important of everyone's lifetimes. And we can win it. We just have to fight back. And we will win. But with that, we're going to wrap up this first segment. We'll be right back. You're not going to miss it. We just had a story that just broke moments before the show went live. This is the Cash Lauren Show, and we'll be right back. Well, welcome back, independent thinkers, true seekers, and conversationalists. We have Joe Biden, who actually did an interview of this with Howard Stern. And it's hilarious because, well, one, for how few he's done. But then look how weak he sounds in this. We're going to play this clip in just a moment. You don't even miss it. Welcome back, true seekers, independent thinkers, and conversationalists. We're going to play a clip right now for Joe Biden, who is on the Howard Stern Show. And I want you to listen to the tone of his voice for how weak he sounds. But Joe Biden has probably done less interviews than any other president in modern times. He's completely hidden. And now people like his wife, Jill Biden, has to rush up on stage and lead him everywhere. He ignores reporters constantly. He gets shuffled all over the place. Where's my next ice cream at? But we're going to play this really short clip right now and then Donald Trump's hilarious response to it. So here's Joe Biden on the Howard Stern Show saying that he would debate Trump. Take a listen.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. Yeah. I'm happy to debate him.
I don't know. We my handlers haven't told me if I could or couldn't yet, but I'm gonna say that I will debate him. And I'm not scared to debate him. And I just gotta wait for my people to tell me when I can do so. Do you have any ice cream?
I mean, what an embarrassment! No wonder that no one fears him. No wonder when he whispered to Iran, "Just don't."
Don't do it. Just don't.
No wonder they laughed in his face and attacked our allies Israel anyways. No wonder Russia waited till Joe Biden was president to invade Ukraine. Because everyone sees how weak and feckless this man is, what a spineless little coward, how incompetent he is. We were warned, and yet he still won president, and this is the consequences. Is nonsense like this, but also, what are your gas prices like now? How much are your groceries? How much are mortgages costing you? Every single day of your life costs more. Does it not? Do you have to think more about how you spend and don't spend your money? Do you not have less disposable income because Joe Biden decided to spend trillions and trillions of dollars? I'm going to read now Donald Trump's response, which is absolutely just hilarious in the most Donald Trump way and on True Social. So he states, crooked Joe Biden just announced that he's willing to debate. Everyone knows he really doesn't mean it, but in case he does, I say anywhere, anytime, in any place. An old expression used by firefighters, I suggest Monday evening, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening at my rally in Michigan, a state that is in the process of destroying with its EV mandates. In the alternative, here in New York City today, although probably doesn't know it, and so I am stuck in one of the more court cases that he instigated as election interference against a political opponent. A continuing witch hunt. It's the only way he thinks he can win. In fact, let's do the debate at the courthouse tonight on national television. I'll wait around. Jeez. Is Donald Trump not the greatest ever? His ability to write a response is just incredible. It's inspiring and amazing. And anywhere, anytime, any place. Who thinks Donald Trump cannot defeat Joe Biden in debate? I mean, Joe Biden can't even speak two sentences. His clip just on Howard Stern alone is embarrassing. I will debate him. I'll do it. I just need to wait for my handlers to tell me when and how and why. And oh, by the way, do you have any of that what's it called? Ice cream? Yeah, I like ice cream. Do you have any of that ice cream? Well, anyways, what was I talking about? I don't know. Anyways, folks. What a joke. What an absolute embarrassment to this country. Yet, here we are just several months away from an election. And as Donald Trump directly points out to what Joe Biden's doing in this country, why not in Michigan? Where he's trying to destroy the auto working industry. How many jobs are going to be lost to these insane EV mandates? We just had a post from Ford that they are losing money on every EV vehicle that they build because of Joe Biden and his policies. Or why not in New York with this ridiculous political witch hunt that's going on now? That they're trying in these deep blue states with a leftist judge and a Soros-backed DA, and they're hoping for a very left jury to try to punish Trump. But what has Trump actually done? Well, what he's done is he stood up to the deep state. He has stood up to the Uniparty, and they hate him for it. And after 2020, he was supposed to go away. But Donald Trump loves this country so much that he's putting everything on the line to fight for us. And where would you be without Donald Trump? Well, we know. You pay more for groceries. You pay more for gas. Our borders are wide open. Illegal immigrants pour through this country. And your taxes pay for that too. All this is happening under Joe Biden. Ukraine is attacked by Russia under Joe Biden. It never happened under Trump. We actually had peace. Iran, after Joe Biden whispers, don't, is so frightened by him that they shoot missiles and drones into Israel. Under Joe Biden's watch, after he whispered, don't. And that is the cost of these elections. That is the cost of what happens if we allow people like Joe Biden to be president. We just had another poll come out. This is an interactive poll that's showing that the battleground states that Republicans with a 70% one likelihood of controlling the Senate after 2024. And this doesn't even factor in Larry Hogan in Maryland, Bernie Moreno in Ohio, or Kerry Lake in Arizona. A 71% chance, so this is up 42 points, that the U.S. Senate could be controlled by Republicans after this election. Just imagine what this country looks like if you vote for Donald Trump. If you vote for the Republican Party, and if you vote for the U.S. Senate to flip, what we could accomplish. We could drill, baby, drill. We could actually make America first. And if we drill, if we become energy independent again, everything goes down. All your prices go down across the board. We can secure our border and stop this illegal immigration and deport every single criminal who comes across this border illegally. We have no idea who is coming in this country or what their intentions are. But we continue to see the cost of it, and it's not just a border state problem anymore. You gotta really tip your hats to governors like Greg Abbott, who started sending all these illegal immigrants into these deep blue cities and states that claim to be the beacon for equity, who claim to be sanctuary cities. Well, you're so sanctuary, then why don't you take all the illegal immigrants? And as soon as they start, dude, they begin to whine and cry, you know, poor us, it's not fair. We don't have the resources to take care of them. We don't have the ability to house this many people. But I thought you were a sanctuary city. I thought this is what you wanted. But apparently not. It's one thing to go in front of a camera and brag and fake virtue signal. It's another thing to put your money where your mouth is. And that's where we're at now. And that's going to wrap up this segment of the Cash Lawrence Show. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notification, but mostly share an American First message with your friends. We're going to be right back the next segment. You're not going to miss it. Well, greetings, independent thinkers, true seekers, conversation deployables, the extreme MAGA Republicans. Join a conservative conversation right now by turning on the subscribe button and notifications, but most importantly, share an American First message with your friends and family. In this next section, we have Megan Rapinoe, who is a star apparently in women's soccer, who is now advocating, after she's retired, by the way, for transgender women. This is done biological males who now identify as women. She's advocating them for them to play in women's sports. What could possibly go wrong with that? We're going to discuss this article next. You're not going to miss it. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. Welcome back, independent thinkers, true seekers, and conversationalists. Megan Rapinoe is now advocating with a bunch of her cronies and these leftist ideologues to allow transgender women, thus biological males, so people who are born as a male, but just decide that they're a woman for whatever reason, all of a sudden that everyone else has to accept that they are a woman because they say so, and then allow them into women's sports and women's spaces and compete against women. Well, what could possibly go wrong? We have many examples of what does go wrong, but people like Megan Rapinoe see nothing wrong with it. And I want to point this out, that she never had to face biological males. In fact, when her gold medal team went up against 15-year-old boys, they lost to 15-year-old boys. And yet she thinks full-grown biological males who identify as women, thus transgender women, should be allowed to face against biological women. I mean, where are the women? Where are the women's rights groups? We're finally starting to see some pushback. And hopefully we start to see a lot more. Because, you know, where are they? Women are going to have to stand up and say no and start fighting for women's rights and start fighting against this. They're going to lose their sports forever. The NCAA Board of Governors is expected to meet and discuss and potentially vote on the issues of transgender women competing in women's college sports. As a result, a number of current and former athletes have come together to release urging the NCAA not to ban transgender women from competing against biological women at the collegiate level. Yet these are women. These are actually women who are trying to say from this weird fake virtue signaling that biological males should be able to compete, thus transgender women, against women in women's sports. But we've seen what happened. We've seen these biological males, just transgender women, dominate women and take opportunities away from them. They've lost scholarships. They've lost championships. They've lost prize money. They've lost spots on teams. I just covered one not too long ago where a high school volleyball team started all transgender women, thus biological men. And you see the videos of all the actual women sitting on the bench. Where are the parents? Where are the women's rights groups that are standing up? Why are they not writing letters? Why are they not protesting? Why are they not fighting back enough to stop this insanity? Women really can be their worst enemy. And I hate to see this because we need to stand up for women's rights. Everybody knows what a woman is. I don't care how many times Matt Walsh asks what a woman is. He knows what a woman is. And I say that with all jest and sarcasm because I know what he's doing. Everybody knows, but you all know. Yet we're somehow supposed to pretend 5 minutes ago that a woman is somehow a construct of society, that a person can just decide they're a woman and start taking these spaces away. You know, when you go into a woman's locker room, that is for women only. We know because it says woman right on the door. Women have fought so hard for their rights. They have fought so hard for their spaces. They have fought so hard to have their own sports. There's a reason we separate men's and women's sports. There's a reason society has definitions of words. Because women are at a disadvantage against men. It's just a biological fact. Men are bigger, stronger, faster. There's a reason why the WNBA does not compete against the NBA. Right? I mean, does anyone dispute this? Who can honestly sit there and say that biological males don't have a physical advantage over biological women? Then why is this even a conversation? Why are we even talking about this? But these left ideologues keep pushing this nonsense. And this is coming from these professional and college athletes, over 300 academics, which why am I not surprised, and around 100 separate advocacy organizations are pushing for women to lose all their rights. Each person who sees nothing wrong with biological men competing against women released separate letters on Tuesday that were coordinated by LGBT support advocacy groups through Athletic Ally, which is a far leftist advocacy group that doesn't know what a woman is. And it's important, again, to note that people like Megan Rapinoe, who the only reason anyone knows who she is because she competed in women's soccer against other women. If she had to compete against biological males,
No one would know who she is. We know this because she couldn't beat 15-year-old boys. These aren't even professional athletes. This is just 15-year-old boys' team they couldn't beat. But she competed against other women, and she made a name for herself and a lot of money. But now she wants to close the door behind her. She wants to pull up the ladder, and she wants to harm other women so she can sit there and fake virtue signal about what a woman is and how it's fair and equitable to let biological men, thus transgender women, compete against women. I can't even believe we're seriously having this conversation, but we're here. And everybody who looks at this, everyone who sees these transgender women dominate women's sports, knows it's wrong. But how many are scared to say something because they will be slandered? They will be called a bigot or a homophobe or a transphobe or a racist or a white nationalist or anything else that the left can think of to try to slander and shut them into submission. And unfortunately, it works. Unfortunately, parents are scared to speak up. Unfortunately, many don't even know because the schools don't advertise this garbage. They try to do it behind closed doors and then put it in and then attack anybody who fights back. And they figure they can just do it and fight the battles and hopefully win. That's their whole idea that they're trying to go through right here. But there are biological realities. Men are bigger, they're stronger, they're faster, they go through puberty, they have testosterone, they have more muscle mass, they have denser bones. They're just all around bigger, stronger, faster. Okay, that is a fact. There is nothing racist or homophobe or transphobe about that. It's just simple facts. Facts. We have to acknowledge this. This is why we've had protections like Title IX. This is why we've always separated men's and women's sports. It's because we know that one for one, women are not fairly competing against men. We know it. And we have to stand up now and stand up to these radical left lunatics who want to sit there and watch biological males, beta males, who can't compete against other males, all of a sudden grow their hair out, put a dress on, and then dominate women's sports. We have so many examples of this. And one of the most famous is Riley Gaines, who had to compete against Leia Thomas, who was a biological male, and then transitioned to woman, thus transgender woman, competed at the college level, and won a national championship against biological women. And to point out how egregious this was, Riley Gaines, who is a biological woman, lost. I think it was fifth place, but Leia Thomas took first. And Leia Thomas, when competed against males, was in the 500s. Wasn't even competitive. But goes up against women and all of a sudden is first place. We had another one not too long ago with this track star who was a biological male, transitioned to a woman. They beat the women by 5 seconds. Second place was 5 seconds behind first place. Do you want to know what this transgender woman's place would have been if they continued to compete against biological males? 61st. So first place in women's, 61st against men. Same thing with Leia Thomas. First place against women, or 500th place when they compete against men. We don't see the cream of the crop doing this. There is a lot of incentive if they're going to do this. There's people out there, if they can't win a championship, they can't win prize money against other biological males, but all of a sudden they go up against women and they're starting to win these championships, there's an incentive for them to do so. And I think that's why we're doing exploding, and that's why we have to stand up and say no. Enough is enough right now. And if we don't do that, if women don't realize what's happening to them, there's going to be a point where there's no women in women's sports. Do not doubt me on this. We're going to come to a point when all the women starters are transgender women, thus biological males, and all the biological male females are going to be on the bench. That's exactly what's going to happen if we don't stand up now and say no. And people like me, I can make these videos and these podcasts. People like me can bring awareness. People who have much bigger microphones, like Matt Walsh, can ask what a woman is. But at the end of the day, what it's really going to come down to is women are going to have to stand up and say no. Women are going to have to stand up and fight back. Women are going to have to stand up and say enough is enough, that they're going to have to stand up and protect their sports, they're going to have to stand up and protect their spaces, or they're going to lose them forever. It's much harder to gain your rights back than fight for them now and keep them. And so women are just going to have to decide. And we will fight for them. We will support them. I will cheer for them all the way through because everybody knows what a woman is. But it's ultimately going to be the women who must fight back. And with that, we're going to run out of time. The rest of the stories will have to go into the stack for another later date. I want to thank everyone for listening. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications, and share American First message with all your friends. Join in the conservative conversation. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. We'll see you next time. God bless the USA.